But for now, let's speak to Dr. Angelique Coutier, who is the SA Medical Association president, because there are some concerns about the fact that not enough vaccination sites are opened. So Dr. Angelique Coutier, thank you for your time today. As the SAMA chairperson, what are your concerns currently around the vaccination rollout program?
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for asking us our opinion on this. Well, we obviously welcome the start of the vaccine rollout. You know, it's long overdue. And we also acknowledge the multitude of challenges in our specific settings that we have. But you know what? After 6 months of planning, what is very disappointing is the tiny numbers of sites we have started with. And then even a bigger concern as well is the lack of the computerized record keeping, you know, especially in the public sector, what we have seen yesterday. And then also there was power outages. So in any clinic or the public sector hospital or private sector hospital, even if there is a power outage, there should be power generator backup. It should not influence anything. So if you now look again at yesterday, 87 sites, and they started with 4,000 plus people over the age of 16. You divided it between the sites, and then it comes down to nearly 50 people per site, which is really not a lot, you know. It's concerning.
The health minister has said that they are starting slow and they want people to be patient because they are trying to learn. We do know that 480 healthcare workers were vaccinated in the first phase out of a target of 1.2 million. Are you concerned that we are just not vaccinating healthcare workers fast enough?
Yes, for sure we are. For sure we are. And you know what? To tell us that they are starting slow because they need to learn. Didn't you learn from Sasonke project? You know, we learned from that. So does it mean we're going to learn again when we start with the public sector in phase two? It's the same problems. It will always be the same. It will be electronic problems. People walk in, and then it will be not enough sites or people not having enough vaccines at those sites to help the people. And then the communication with the people, especially the people above the age of 60, you need to have good communication. You know, it's not as that said. The minister and National Department of Health said, they stated that they want 40,000 people per day to be vaccinated. But, you know, we're never going to get there. We know that there's problems. We know all of that. But surely you had 6 months to look at this.
Dr. Angelique Coutier, the SA Medical Association president, thank you for sharing your thoughts there. The Medical Association calling on the health department to open more vaccines, ensure the entire system is more efficient. On the SMS line, while the discovery setup is amazing, it's so beautiful seeing everyone queue up and prepare for this, just very moving. That's from somebody who's busy getting a vaccine at Discovery. Let's go now to the health minister, Zweliam Kize, who is in Pietermaritzburg. He's there with religious leaders, busy checking out what's happening with the vaccine rollout. Let's have a listen to what he's saying.
Laphaya igama lakhe lifakiwe lokuthi abantu okutheni uzokwazi ukuthola ukugoma. Phezu kwalokho siyafisa futhi ukuthi iba siqala siyiqala kancane lezi khungo kodwa baqhubeka isikhathi sogcina sesingenayo inkinga wonke umuntu esejwayele bese siyakwazi ukubemukela nabafika ngey'nyawo bacaca ukuthi ukubhalisa kwenzeki ngendlela. Aluka lokho ushilo bomngqongqoshe wesifunda sizokwenza ukuthi kube khona umahamba nendlwana abaphumayo bayokwakhela ezindlini zamasonto noma emahholo eduze kwamakhaya lapho abantu bekhona kuze kungabi khona ozosala ngemuva. Uhlelo esinalo njengamanje uhlelo lomgomo esiwubiza nge-Pfizer awufani-ke nalo.
So William Kize there just giving an update in isiZulu. He's in Pietermaritzburg at the moment. He's with religious leaders, and one of those is Bishop Malusi Mpulwana from the SA Council of Churches, who's also been speaking about the importance of getting vaccines.
This is Bishop Malusi Mpulwana, the General Secretary of the South African Council of Churches, SACC. We, all the national church leaders of the member churches of the SACC, have committed to the message of Christ that says that they may have life and have it abundantly. And part of our commitment to save lives is to say South Africans must embrace the gift of God in science. We do not accept science only when it makes clothes for us or makes cameras and cell phones for us, and not accept science when it brings health. Now, because there are only two ways to prevent the spread of the coronavirus: distance, mask, hand washing, ventilation. All those things are important. We continue to do them. But there is another way that enhances that. It is if most of the society have become immune. And that is why we do vaccination, to promote population-wide immunity, which also takes care of those who are much more vulnerable.
Bishop Malusi Mpumlwana from the SA Council of Churches out there encouraging people to get vaccinated.